So let's review. Our Gemara begins by discussing the concept of Mishmaris, which was introduced in the Mishnah, where Rabbi Eliezer said that the Zman of Kriyas Shema Shel Arbis ends at the end of the first Mishmar. A Mishmar, as Rashi explains, refers to a group of Malachim, angels, who are on the watch, so to speak, in the service of Hashem in different shifts during the night. There is actually Machlekes whether there are three or four Mishmaris to the night. Rabbi Eliezer holds that there are three Mishmaris, which is based on the Pasuk in Yirmiyah that says, Hashem Mimor Mishag, that Hashem cries out, so to speak, over the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. The use of the word Shoyig three times in this pasuk alludes to the three Mishmaris, or three times in the night, that Hashem laments over the Churban. The Gemara asks, why does Rabbi Eliezer use the Mishmar as a time marker for Kriyishma when he could have simply said, you can say Kriyishma Shel Arbis at Arba Shois until 4 hours into the night, as we find later by Kriyishma Shel Shachris? The Gemara answers that Rabbi Eliezer wants to teach us that the Mishmaris are not only in heaven. There are physical occurrences and indicators here on earth that coincide with the Mishmaris. When the first Mishmar ends, Chamor Noir, the donkeys wail. The second Mishmar, Kolovim Tzoyikim, the dogs howl. And the third Mishmar, Toinik Yoinik Mishteimai, infants need to be fed by their mothers. That is why Rabbi Eliezer used Mishmaris as the time indicator for the latest month for Kriyas Shema Shel Arbis. The Gemara then introduces us to Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel in the name of Rav, who elaborates as to what Hashem actually says when he cries out at each Mishmar. Oy labonim shabav nesayim hechrafti as beisi. What are my children, who because of their sins I had to destroy my home, burn my Beis HaMikdash, and exile them among the nations of the world? The Gemara then brings down a braisa that tells us about when Rav Yossi met Eliyahu Navi while he prayed in a churva, a ruined or destroyed building in Yerushalayim. After discussing a few halachas with Rav Yossi, he asks him, what sounds did you hear while praying in the churva? Rav Yossi answers that he heard a heavenly voice that cried out like a dove and said, Oy labonim shabav nesayim hechrafti as beisi. Eliyahu Navi replied that indeed Hashem cries out like this three times every night. Eliyahu Navi also added that when Yidden gather in the shuls and fervently say Yehei Shmei HaGadol Mevarech, or as our Nusach goes, Yehei Shmei Rabbi Mevarech, Hashem says, Ashrei HaMelech Shemekal Sanayisa Bebeisei. Fortunate is the king who is praised in his house. Hashem continues, Ma'alei La'av Shehegla Esbonav. Order the father who is forced to exile his children, Oylem Labonim Shegolim Al Shulchan Avim. Order the children that were exiled from the father's table. During the above-mentioned conversation, Eliyahu Navi rebuked Rabbi Yossi for entering and davening in the churva. Rabbi Yossi walked away from that conversation saying that he learned three new halachas. One, one should not enter a churva. Two, one may daven even while on the road. And three, that while traveling, one should say an abridged prayer. The Gemara then goes into a detailed discussion of the reasons why one should not enter a churva. The Gemara then returns to the subject of Mishmaris. Tanu Rabban, Arba Mishmaris Hava Halayla, Divi Rabbi. Rabbi holds there are four Mishmaris to the night, while Rabbi Nosson agrees with Rabbi Eliezer that there are only three Mishmaris each night. The Gemara says the reason Rabbi Nosson holds three is based on the pasuk that tells us about when Gideon came along with 100 men at Rosh Hashmuris Hatichayna, the beginning of the middle Hashmurah. The words Hatichayna, middle, indicates that there is one Hashmurah before and one after it. The reason Rabbi holds that there are four Mishmaris is based on the pasukim where David HaMelech says that Chatzos Laila Okim Lahoitzlecha, that he gets up each night at midnight to praise Hashem. And then he says, Kidmu Einai Ashmaris, my eyes preceded the Ashmaris, plural, which indicates that after midnight there are still another two Mishmaris left to the night, which gives us a total of four Mishmaris. The Gemara continues to discuss in greater detail David HaMelech's habit of getting up at midnight. The Gemara first challenges this based on other psukim that seem to indicate that David got up much earlier than midnight. And the Gemara answers that indeed he would get up well before midnight and learn Torah. But when he heard the harp begin to play at midnight, he would begin singing songs and praises to Hashem the rest of the night. But then the Gemara asks, how could we say that David HaMelech knew the exact moment of Chatzos, when we find in the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu himself was not sure? When Moshe Rabbeinu warned Pare about Makas Bechairis, he told him that the Makkah will begin Kachatzos HaLayla, approximately at midnight, which the Gemara at this point understands to be because Moshe himself wasn't sure. The Gemara answers that neither Moshe Rabbeinu nor David knew the exact moment. However, David was able to determine the exact moment because he had a kinnor, a harp, hanging over his bed, which would begin to play by itself at midnight as the northern wind came and blew through its strings. This is indicated in the pasuk of Ura Chavodi, Ura HaNevel V'kinnor, or Uriah HaShachar. Earlier, the Gemara gave us a glimpse into the life of David HaMelech. Towards the end of our Amud, the Gemara adds some additional detail. After being up most of the night learning and praising Hashem, David HaMelech would already at dawn, while other kings were still asleep, begin consulting with his advisors about the pressing issues of the day. They said to him, Am Chisol Tzrichem Parnasa, the economy needs improvement. After some discussion, he said, expel the foreign powers who are occupying the land and straining the economy. Only after consulting with Achitofel, the Sanhedrin, and the Urim Batumim would they then go to war.